Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, Seymour and Barney Scott Gymnasium over the years has been a pretty good home away from home for J.R. Holmes South Panthers. They've won 4 of their 8 overall regionals on that floor, and this weekend will be out after number 5 in the last 9 years. But I tell you one thing, a return to the throne room, the room that Bloomington South now occupies after winning its 16th overall sectional, never gets old, does it, J.R.?
They get harder. They get more stressful for old people like me. It's been a long week hosting the tournament and getting all that stuff going. But when you're the favorite going in, you know, I think it's more pressure on the coach, because if you lose, it's the coach's fault because you beat them all about before. But these teams all competed against us, all 3 of them did. Yep. And made it, even though the scores of all 3 games looked like it was easy, it was not easy.
But 2 things you did constant clear through the tournament. You rebounded the ball and you played super defense. Talk about those 2 aspects and how they were enhanced each step of the way.
Well, we told them they might come out in a zone. We've seen them do that, and we just got antsy there and fired some threes up there early and didn't hit, and so I was concerned about that. So we had to play good defense on the other end, because when you're coming in a big game like this and a pretty good crowd, and you're supposed to win, and all once the first shot or 2 doesn't go down, then everybody sort of tightens up. So our defense is what really kept us.
Here's the next step is Franklin Central Saturday morning at 10 a.m. in the opener. $10 2-session tickets are on sale in the athletic office the rest of the week. Mentioning, too, we'll catch up with the solid 1-2 punch of senior guard Johnny Jager and junior Tucker Blackwell as our regional coverage continues along. Don't forget that we'll have behind the scenes with Fred Glass, also the speedy middle distance standout Trey Tez Kinnaird, and pole vaulter Sophie Gudermuth joining us along with Ron Helmer tonight. Sports Talk Live from Yogi's at 6.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, they've been rock solid all season long. J.R. Holmes' backcourt aces, junior guard Tucker Blackwell and senior veteran Johnny Jager. The duo have averaged over 25 points, nearly 6 boards, 9 assists, and 3 steals between them in this 19-game winning streak, punctuated by that Saturday night sectional championship over Bloomington North, and especially so for the Panther senior, Johnny Jager.
It's a surreal feeling right now. I mean, we have 8 seniors on the team, all that have played so hard their whole careers, and they deserve this just as much as anyone on the team. It's a great feeling. I'm so glad for all my teammates.
You know, we have watched you guys develop, both of you guys, and you're interchangeable, really.
Both clubs were a little nervous there at the beginning, not hitting much shots, but, I mean, big players stepped up. Tucker had a tremendous game, and it was just really fun.
Let's talk about the relationship you have developed with John in that backcourt.
John's my brother. There's nothing you can say more about that. We love each other so much. We'll do anything for each other. There's nothing more we can do. We're a family out there. I played pretty horrible in the past 2 sectional championship games, and I just decided I wanted to go out there and I wanted to win for these 8 seniors and Coach Holmes.
Here's a young man that's only a freshman, Chance Coyle. I want you guys to talk a little about Chance and his contributions, Tucker.
We just took Chance under our wing from the get-go. We knew he was going to be a good player. Chance is such a good basketball player. We just got to keep his head into it.
Johnny, what have you taught Chance here as he has developed so much here in the second half of the season, you being the senior veteran?
Yeah, like you said, he's really matured here as of late, and I just told him he's a huge part of this team, and for us to go far, we need him to be that great player that we know he is, and he knows he's the crucial part of the team, and he's been just taking it, and he's doing a great job.
That is senior guard Johnny Jager along with Tucker Blackwell, both of them and their mates, down to Seymour, Barney Scott Gym, Saturday morning, 10 o'clock against Franklin Central. I'm Joe Smith.